One of Russia's most popular TV anchormen was fired today. Leonid Parfionov was known for his sarcastic critiques of Russian politics and Kremlin higher-ups. His show was canceled after Parfionov publicly accused his network of censorship. Some critics say this is just another example of eroding press freedoms under President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Leonid Parfionov's show Namyedni, or Review, often tested the limits of Russia's increasingly predictable television programming. Parfionov was fired after he blasted NTV, the network that carries the show, for ordering an interview with a widow of a murdered Chechen separatist leader pulled off the air. Today, Parfionov was unrepentant. He told NTV viewers that he refused to bow to censorship. When the interview was taken off, I demanded a written explanation. I could not participate in the shame of this cover-up, Parfionov said. Parfionov claimed NTV was ordered by Russia's security services not to show the interview with the widow of Zelimkhan Yandarbiev, a prominent Chechen separatist. NTV management said the interview was scrapped because it could have compromised the trial of two Russian espionage officers accused of Yandarbiev's killing in the Gulf Arab state of Qatar. NTV director Nikolai Sienkiewicz said Parfionov was fired for publicly airing his grievances. The decision was taken because of a gross violation of work agreements and corporate ethics, Sienkiewicz said. This was only the latest run-in between anchorman Parfionov and NTV's management. Parfionov had also complained when the network scrapped an interview with a journalist who wrote a muckraking book about Kremlin intrigue. Parfionov's Namyedni was one of the last nationwide Russian TV shows which dared to regularly poke fun at Putin. In a recent episode, the show lampooned Putin's State of the Union address. Parfionov said the Russian president had managed to portray himself as a man with two personalities, that of a fuzzily warm creature and a dark and menacing figure. Parfionov's critiques often employed wry sarcasm rather than actual criticism of the Kremlin. Masha Lipman is a media analyst with the Moscow Carnegie Center.
I think he resisted in his own way. He resisted the comeback of the old Soviet style, the stilted propaganda, unimaginative, bland style of television that established itself over the past months and even years under Putin's tenure on state-run channels.
The nominally independent NTV network has become noticeably more docile since being taken over by a state-run gas monopoly a few years ago. Yet it still retains more freedom than state channels. Parfionov's show was watched by millions of Russians on Sunday nights. Yevgeny Kiselyov, editor of the newspaper Moscow News, says the shutting down of Namyedni was just the latest step in an aggressive Kremlin campaign.
We are witnessing a very clear process, a historical process, very clear phase in the history of Russia, a phase of tightening the screws on the media. And this perfectly fits into the general picture.
Unlike TV, Russia's print media remains relatively unrestrained. But newspapers here have only a fraction of the influence of television. Kiselyov says the print media presents less of a threat to the Kremlin and is therefore less of a target for censorship. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.